Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Wow. It does not feel like it's hockey season already, but it's hockey season because the Panthers start tonight, and I'm sitting here freezing my ass off at the Ameren Bank Arena.
It's chilly in New York.
Crowder's in New York. I'm at the Ameren Bank Arena in Sunrise, and it will be a festive night here for the Florida Panthers. They will raise the championship banner into the rafters. And this is going to be, I would imagine, a very emotional night for a lot of Panthers fans, Panthers employees, Panthers players, certainly head coach Paul Maurice. Like, this is not only his first Stanley Cup banner raising, but anyone who's associated with the Florida Panthers. This is the first time ever. This is a long time coming. So this is going to be an exciting night here in Sunrise, and we'll get you ready for it throughout the afternoon.
Everybody that wrote it, all our friends, Plagan, Billy Lindsay, Goldie, Red Deer, Randy Moeller, all everybody writing, and Zito, Vinny Viola, all those guys that are putting it together. This is a special night.
This is the culmination of a lot of years of, you know, toiling and some years that were really lean years, but it all came together last season, and we are here. It's the Boston Bruins in town, and it will be a fun night in Sunrise. So there is a lot of stuff going on. Jets fired Robert Saleh. That was the big story that broke this morning, which is wild to me. You know what it does tell me? They're obviously in win-now mode. You get Aaron Rodgers, and you have that defense, and, yeah, you know, you start, you know, you're in win-now mode. And it does, I think, have some similarities to the Miami Dolphins. Mm. You know, I don't think Woody Johnson, he's still the owner of the Jets, right? It's still Woody Johnson. I don't think he and Stephen Ross are that dissimilar, where Woody Johnson watches his team, goes, man, I put together a roster, in my opinion. They're underperforming. I would imagine, we had this conversation yesterday. Solana said, Dolphins, even when Tua comes back, they're still bad. Well, if that's the case, I think this could be a harbinger of things to come. That's just my opinion. The way that I read it this morning, the way that I consumed it was, hey, Woody Johnson is really proud of what he put together. Robert Saleh's been there a while. Granted, I think only 5 games with Aaron Rodgers because he was injured the entire season last season after the second play or whatever, fourth play. And I think he said, you know what? I'm not going to sit around and wait for this. I think there were greater problems too. I think, like, the difference here is I think Stephen Ross really likes Mike McDaniel. But like only goes so far when it comes to wanting to hoist a championship banner, as the Panthers are doing tonight. And I would say that that could be a little bit of a warning shot to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. Hey, things have to work when you put together a roster like that. So, again, I'm not saying when Tua's out that there would be anything. I'm telling you, if Tua comes back the way Solana was saying yesterday, Tua comes back and they stink, I could see something like that happening here.
Hawk, this Woody Johnson can't put a bandage on their problems. The Johnson & Johnson.
I got you.
You got it? Okay. No, but the whole...
Tree got a kick out of it. Tree is delighted with your joke.
My man, Tree. Tree always watches out for us.
Look at that.
Appreciate it, Tree.
Just delighted.
Thank you so much, Tree. I appreciate it. But no, to your point, it's funny. We've talked about this in the past where some of my favorite, and I hate to make some punchline because he's such a good dude, Akin Adell, I love Akin Adell. He came to my restaurant in Dolphin Stadium, you know, during games. Like, Akin is my man. He's a very successful financial advisor. But he was not the best player I played with. He was not a Porter or a Sam Matt. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are guys that are great at their job, but good people. Stephen Ross to like McDaniel. Obviously, to like Chris Greer. Chris Greer's been in the Dolphin organization since I got there. Chris Greer has been with the Dolphins for over 20 years.
Chris Beer. You can get that section 203 cracked. Some Chris Beer. Yeah. That's it. You should add that to the menu. Chris Beer.
Chris Greer. Are you good at your job, Hawk? And that's what's evaluated. And that's what Woody Johnson said about Robert Saleh. He's 26-30 over his tenure. You're below 500, and you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, and to, for you to compare it, when I heard you compare it, I was like, ugh. But it's very similar. If Tua comes back and they start winning and scoring, you know, 40 then, points a game,
yeah, then you go,
done.
Hey, yep, it works. It's Tua. Yeah.
It's done. Tua McDaniel combination works. But if they come back and they're still struggling, scoring in the teens and not stopping anybody, and another little caveat, because I've never met Anthony Weaver in my life, but McDaniel decided to hire Anthony Weaver. The defense is not playing bad, but that was your hire. That wasn't a Vic Fangio. That wasn't a, you know, older guy. That was a guy you thought you could bring up. So there's a lot of things on McDaniel's plate, but I can't, at 26-30, as they sit here today, like, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that he got fired a month into the season, but right. I'm not surprised he got fired.
And Aaron Rodgers has not played well. Like, there's a lot there, which is why I say I think there's more to it than just on-field performance. First of all, I don't think Aaron Rodgers likes Robert Saleh. And if you have to choose between the two, well, I've seen 3.5 years of Saleh, and I've also seen Aaron Rodgers over his career. If you're making me choose between the two, I'm going to choose Aaron Rodgers in that situation.
Aaron Rodgers did not find out Robert Saleh was getting fired how we did on ESPN.
Right, exactly.
They asked him. That got ran past an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I 100% think that.
Agree. I totally agree with that. But I think you saw enough to know that Aaron Rodgers did not feel warm and fuzzy for Robert Saleh. Like, you saw enough on the sidelines to know that maybe he was tolerating him, but he did not have much affinity towards him.
Did you get that from when Robert Saleh tried to hug him and he jammed his forearm into his sternum?
That was pretty much the spot. Yeah.
That was kind of when I came to the conclusion they might not be friends.
That was the telltale sign for me. So anyway, there's a little confusion tonight, and I'm trying to get clarity. Tonight's Panthers game, the opener. First of all, on the radio, Doug Plagan's going to join us today. On the radio, you can hear it on 104.3 The Shark. All right, so you got 100,000 FM, you know, flame-throwing FM signal tonight. You will hear it. You know, the weather gets a little iffy as it is right now. AM radio sometimes hard to get that the crinkle to disappear. So you're going to hear the Panthers tonight on 104.3 FM. The Shark. You'll get Heat preseason basketball here on 560. Television-wise, this game was supposed to be broadcast by ESPN and ESPN Plus. That was the plan. And they still might be broadcasting it. But now Goldie and Moeller will be on the call on the Scripps channels. Remember, that's the new television broadcast partner. Mm-hmm. They were not going to have this game. They do now, because I'm not certain that ESPN was able to bring their crew down because of all the weather situation down here. So if you want to watch the TV broadcast of tonight's Panthers game, remember, their new TV partner is Scripps Television. So in Dayton Broward, that's WSFL Channel 39. Okay? Channel 39, over the air. You can use an antenna if you want. It's on your cable system, hopefully. Channel 39, WSFL. In Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, it's called South Florida's 9. And that's on Comcast, because I have it. I have Comcast. Not certain if it's on DirecTV, but the channel is South Florida's 9. And then you can always watch the Panthers game this season on their new app, which is called Panthers Plus. So if you download Panthers Plus, it's about $70 for the season, which is not a bad price to watch every game. Panthers Plus is the app, and you can watch it there. So that's the scoop on that. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, he's going to join us today here at our broadcast table up at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cugno is going to join us here at the broadcast table. Doug Plagans is going to join us here at the broadcast table. Josh Appel in the 5 o'clock hour is going to stop by. He's coming to the game. I imagine Will Manso and Giselle Espinales and Donovan Campbell. I imagine the entire crew, the entire mishpucha, as we like to say, is going to be out here for the Panthers opener and the banner raising. I've also been told we're going to have a special surprise guest around 3 o'clock. My guess is the Stanley Cup's coming by here, and we're going to be able to have a moment with the Cup.
If I miss the damn Cup again!
Yeah, that's my guess. That's my guess. I could be wrong. They could be giving us championship rings if we're here, you know. I mean, they unveiled the rings yesterday. But you'd have to be here, obviously. Tree will have yours. Tree will have your ring.
Ask them, can I take the Cup home with me?
You cannot take the Cup home. So let's get headlines so we can get to everything we want to get to this afternoon. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
There's not just Florida Panthers hockey tonight, gentlemen. Terry Rozier returns to Charlotte for the first time. The Miami Heat are back, baby! Woo! Let's go!
Is his neck? Does he have a neck?
I mean, it's preseason, and it's knocking us off the air 15 minutes early. I'm not for this.
The Florida Panthers.
His neck works?
He's good. I mean, he looked good to me yesterday. Looked real mobile.
This is a great text, by the way. Someone said, you can play the Panthers song and celebrate the Panthers all you want. We ain't going to forget about our Saints bet. I'm so done gambling. I am so done. I can't win a bet. I can't win a bet.
What was that little boy's name in the second half with the ball in his hand? Painter?
He actually had a good pass.
You had
at the end of the game that got dropped
by Olave, whatever the
Yeah, Olave.
Olave.
Hawk, you had me cheering for Painter
to me
come
too.
Back.
Me too. It was brutal. And then I had a parlay. I told you, Patrick Mahomes over on rushing. Dude flew over. It was 18 and a half. Taken off. I had a parlay. Mahomes over on rushing. Mahomes to throw a pick. He threw the pick to the fat guy. That was great. Wasn't even Mahomes' fault. And then the third leg of it was Travis Kelce, anytime TD. And they were giving it to him all game long. All game long, except in the end zone.
I got excited. No, they ran that little shovel pass
inside the five. Yeah,
I got excited for you. I knew you had that bet. And they just they were waiting for it. Mm.
I had not placed a bet since I put my entire mortgage on Skylar Thompson over rushing yards in Seattle. Mm. Remember, the line opened at 7.5, then it dropped to 6.5, so I put it in at 7.5. I doubled down on 6.5. I was down to $1.67 on the Hard Rock app. After that, I didn't place a bet until Raheem Mostert anytime touchdown on Sunday. I'm at zero on the Hard Rock app, and I'm just defeated, gentlemen. And I thought about going in with you guys in the Saints bet yesterday, but I didn't make any deposit, and thank mother bleeping God that I didn't.
Man, just brutal.
So let me give you a little heads up. If you're betting a dollar, you're really not going to fight back that fast.
Yeah, but it was worth it. I would have gotten up to $8, and then, you know, then it gets interesting. How far back can I fight?
Every comeback starts at zero.
I got 121 on Raheem Mostert touchdown. Yeah, man, now you have $8.
Some kind of cold streak, man. Oh,
I'm bad off, girl.
I think my plan, though, is deposit a little change and just fade Hawk. I think that's the plan.
You will be a millionaire if you fade my bets. I'm telling you, I cannot string together a win.
All right, guys. So Panthers tonight, 7 p.m. Of course, the Heat play the same night. Unbelievable. That's also 7 p.m. tip-off.
It's a preseason game.
That's fine. But they play tonight, don't they?
Yeah. But you're saying it like, oh, which one should I watch? And I know you work for the Heat broadcast, so you have to watch that one. But, like, most normal people, I think if they're a sports fan, it's not much of a choice tonight.
All right.
I say normal sports people. I'm not talking about Alf. I'm not talking about your echo chamber of Alf and Ethan. Like, I'm talking about normal sports fans. Oh, do I want to watch preseason Heat game number one? Or do I want to watch the Panthers take on the Bruins for a regular season opener where they're going to raise the banner? Oh, they scheduled games on both nights. Oh, which one am I going to do?
Just sucks. They're on the same night. I mean,
it doesn't.
You gotta choose.
It really doesn't. It doesn't suck. The Panthers have it all to themselves tonight.
You gotta choose between Bam Adebayo jacking up threes or Sergei Bobrovsky standing on his head game one. I mean, it's a tough decision. Gotta be honest.
Would you like to watch the Panthers play the Bruins in a regular season game or me and Hawk thumb wrestle? This is the decision we have to make tonight.
I will tell you that there's been some really cool video coming out. Paul Maurice, the most recent one from that Amazon Prime NHL docuseries. And oh my God, do I love this Paul Maurice.
He is the best.
Oh my God.
He really is the best. I'm excited to watch him tonight as the banner gets raised because he's got, like, that is the culmination of his entire life's work.
It's what made me tear up when they won it. The guys skating around screaming didn't make me tear up. I was excited. When Paul grabbed that trophy, closed his eyes, and kissed it, that made me tear up. And I'm not an easy tear up dude, but you could see the passion in Paul Maurice. I can't wait to see the docuseries. I think it's going to be amazing.
I teared up when Derek Carr went out last night and they brought in Painter.
No, but he threw a good ball to Olave.
He did. Yeah, he did. He did. That fourth down, do you know the fourth down pass to all we needed to do was cover. I didn't need them to win the game. We just needed them to cover.
13. That pass was on the 30.
Oh, you know what? You're right. And you know what? And you know what? It wouldn't have mattered because they would have scored a touchdown. They would have ended up down by six, and we had 5.5, and they missed an extra point earlier in the game. I'm so glad that Olave didn't catch that ball because had they scored a touchdown and then kicked the extra point and lost the game by six, I would have called in sick today because I would have been sick to my stomach.
Yeah, man. Hawk, you got me on this one.
Yeah, this one, that didn't matter now that I think about it. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
And
then they're on the 30. Painter's going to push it in.
I'm going to get it back tonight, though, on the Panthers. I'm telling you that right now. I'll unveil my pick around 4 o'clock.
So, Lana, what you putting on it? 77 cents?
I think that's what I'm putting on it. If my wife sees another Venmo to the Hard Rock app.
Oh, let's go, Panthers.
Oh, I just got a push notification from the Hard Rock app. Score a $20 bonus bet. Get a $20 bonus bet at Panthers versus Bruins. All you have to do is open the Hard Rock bet app in the arena. Holy moly. They know I'm here. I'm here. I get a $20 bonus bet.
They have an employee on you watching you. And he runs into his boss and says, "This dummy's at the game tonight."
I go to Pollo Tropical later, the drive-thru. If you're in the Pollo Tropical drive-thru, I go to the bathroom later. If you're sitting on the toilet, you just are.
Run a three-team parlay on the toilet. And we'll
literally have eyes on me at all times.
Oh, they got you.
I've got Secret Service eyes on me at all times. That is great. If you're getting a testosterone shot right now at Atlantic Man's Clinic, press the app, bonus bet. That is great.
Some intern named Josh. He's on the Hawkman account.
Just watch Hawk wherever he goes. And it's so funny. George Richards stepping over here. Let's wrap up these headlines so we can talk some hockey with George.
Yes, sir. Hawk kind of touching all the big ones. Robert Sulla has been gone.
If George Richards has just sat next to you, open the Hard Rock app for a free bet.
We got him, boss. We got him.
Funny.
Are you going to actually have him mic'd up, or is he going to sit there and are you going to ask him questions and then he'll text you the answers?
Oh, that's right. The best interview that we've done with George Richards was him just texting answers to our questions over the radio. Yeah, maybe we'll do it that way. Yeah, Tree, we don't need to mic him anymore. I'm just going to text him. I'm going to text him questions.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, my God, that Hard Rock app thing. Keep eyes on Hawkman. Such a great bit.
They got your sleep patterns.
Hey, boss, you just got up to go to the bathroom.
Eyes on you. This is easy money. You're paying salaries at Hard Rock.
That's really funny.
There's some MLB action as well today. Game 3, Phillies-Mets series tied at 1 apiece. That's at 5. Dodgers-Padres will be the late game at 9:08 p.m. Series also tied at 1. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I don't have to tell anybody about the seriousness of Hurricane Milton. Maximum sustained winds as of the 11 a.m. advisory, still up to 155 miles per hour. Track has not diverted much from what we talked about yesterday, thinking of everybody out on the West Coast.
A touch wobble south, just a touch, which would be bad for us down here. We'd get a little bit more of the bands. But, I mean, again, we're not in any danger, I don't think, of any kind of major hurricane force winds. But we'll get some tropical storm force gusts for sure.
That's your weather.
All right, we'll take a quick break at the Amerant Bank Arena. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now going to join us in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
We are. Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back at the Amerant Bank Arena. We're going to talk some Panthers hockey here. I'll remind everybody, if you're looking for some new Panthers gear, Caneswear in Davie. Not just Canes stuff, but Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you could check it out online at caneswear.com. They've got all the Florida Panthers merch that you want. George Richards is sitting next to me here in Sunrise. Crowder is at a Bonvoy Hotel somewhere in New York. Where are you? New York? New Jersey?
Beautiful. Jersey. Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Mount Laurel, New Jersey. George Richards covers the Panthers for FloridaHockeyNow.com. It's where you get all your Panthers info. George has been covering the team for years. Let's start with a little primer. What are some of the big differences between last year's team and this year's team?
Yeah.
We got to get back into
Get back into the hockey, right? Well, the big guys you know and love are here. I mean, the Sergei Bobrovskis, the Sasha Barkolovs, Matthew Tkachuks. There are a couple guys that are missing. I mean, guys got paid this offseason. Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who we didn't really get to know all that well. He was only here the one season. He's gone. Anthony Stolarz is the backup goalie. Same thing. But listen, you know, Bill Zito, that's
the blueprint. Did I see Chris Drieger is the backup goalie again?
Chris Drieger is the backup tonight.
Oh.
He's already been placed. He was placed on waivers today. So it's a whole salary cap.
Will it be Spencer Knight?
It should be. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. The Panthers are like $130,000 under the salary cap, which is, you know, sounds like a lot to you and I. But, you know, it's not in the hockey world. 130 grand, I'll take it. But the Panthers need more than that to operate. So there's a whole bunch of salary cap gymnastics the Panthers have to go through. And by not having Spencer Knight on the opening night roster, they actually save $133,000, $300,000 or
amazing.
Something. So that's the difference. But listen, it's still pretty much the same team everybody knows. I mean, I think you look at what Bill Zito's done here. You pay the big dogs, and then you fill out the roster. He went into the offseason telling free agents, as a former agent, he's like, I'm not BSing you. I got $775,000 for five of you. Who's going to take it? There's no negotiation. It's the league minimum. Do you want to come here? Get your game back on track or no? And they just lined up. Boom, boom, boom. The Panthers, you know, look pretty. Yeah, they look good.
And George, with that thought process, because I remember for years we were chasing the damn Lightning and they were whooping us in the playoffs, and we were always the Greyhound. Now we're the Rabbit with Viola, with Zito, with Bobrovsky, with the guys. What's the change the organization has to make now being the Rabbit over being the Greyhound?
You ever been to Biscayne Dog Track?
Palm Beach Kennel Club.
All right, I'm a Biscayne guy. Maybe a little hot.
It was Rusty. It was Rusty
Hollywood.
Up there. Here comes Rusty.
There you go. A little dog track talk. Yeah.
Listen. That's after my Hard Rock Bedab, after the losses I'm piling up there, I need to go back to Palm Beach Kennel Club, try to get something going.
Play some poker over there.
This man's going to have me bankrupt here in a second, George. Goodness gracious.
Oh, no, I hear you. No, he's already telling me I'm getting free Hard Rock bets or something. All I know is the Winnipeg Jets coach got fired today. I don't know,
I had him for the next 3 years. I lost that one, too.
Aaron
I had
Rodgers,
3 years.
Aaron Rodgers in hockey.
I had Robert Sala 6 years.
Listen, this team's got a target on its back. And, you know, Paul Maurice talked about it, and he was like, well, I think people, we had the target on our back last year. No, you didn't. You were the Eastern Conference champions. Now you're the Stanley Cup champions. Every city the Panthers go to is now part of a special ticket package. Come see the Stanley Cup champs. And lo and behold, it's the Florida Panthers. So they're this is the team people want to see. They want to see Barkov. They want to see Tkachuk. They want to see Bobrovsky. They want to see the Panthers. And they're going to have to deal with that, because now they're going to get everybody's best every single night. And, Paul Maurice is like, listen, because of the way we play, we always got everybody's best. But you
this
got
is
that.
A little different.
This is, come see the Chicago Blackhawks Tuesday, because the Stanley Cup champs are here, It's a different deal now, instead of just, it's the Florida Panthers. Yeah, that team from Florida. Florida's got hockey. Who knew? Now it's the Stanley Cup champs, and they're going to have to deal with that each and every night.
You can read George's work. FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website. We were talking at the beginning of the show. This is going to be, I imagine, an emotional night for a lot of people.
I would think.
First time you raise the banner.
Yep.
And so for those who have been here almost the entire time, or fans who have rooted for the entirety of this organization's existence, or someone like Paul Maurice, who this really is the culmination, I was saying, of his life's work. This should be an emotional night tonight right here in Sunrise.
Absolutely, especially for a guy like Paul Maurice, who's come close before, you know, he talked about being part of these before, and there was always one missing. You know, he's in Carolina, and they do the Eastern Conference Champions banner. That next, you know, but you didn't get the good one, right? You didn't get it last year. The Panthers didn't even do a ceremony last year for the Eastern. They just showed it. They already had it hanging here, and they just put a spotlight on it and said, all right, let's move on. Listen, this is going to be a big deal. I mean, this this Stanley Cup banner is going to be unbelievable. Fans are getting miniature replicas when they walk in the door. It is going to be emotional for a lot of the fans, especially the ones who've been here since day one and stuck with the team. It's easy to say, you know, hey, no, I followed the Panthers, you know, 10 years. Well, what about 15, 20? Because when this built, you know, you know, I mean, this team, how far down the pole were the Florida Panthers in this market? I mean, there were times where the NASCAR race was bigger than the Florida Panthers.
I remember being here on Tuesday nights, and an Edmonton would be in town, and there were 3,000 people here, and half those tickets were free tickets.
And this is a 20,000-seat barn. So there were probably 10,000, but it felt like three because this place is so big. And that's how, you know, Wayne Huizenga said, hey, we got a 15,000-seat arena in Miami, 5,000-seat. They had a 5,000-seat waiting list for the Panthers at Miami Arena. So that's why this place is 20,000 seats. And for years they couldn't, you know, they put tarps up, for, you know. And now, I mean, they sold out. They don't have season tickets anymore.
First time ever they announced today, first time ever sold out of season tickets.
Last year, 1 million people, Channing, 1 million people came through this building to watch the Panthers. That blows my mind, that, you know, that number.
And George, with the we've named it Paul Ball, even though it's not a damn ball on the ice.
I like that. Paul Ball. Yeah.
Paul Ball. Yeah, I think Josh Appel kind of put that
in
our mind.
I'm not getting out. That guy's a chicken fake, and I'm not done.
He's a boneless chicken wing guy. Yep. It's enough with the Pel.
He's not getting credit for that one.
But we saw Gallant, we saw Rowe, we saw Buchner, Quinville. Last one was Bruno Man. I don't know if that's his real name. But we saw that, and then we get Paul Ball.
He was on this show.
How damn hard is it to play Paul Ball now? Now, like you're saying, target on your back, and you have to go out there and play at this level that I've gathered through talking to a bunch of hockey people. It's not easy to play Paul Ball.
No, it's not. And that's where Paul is saying, forget about a Stanley Cup hangover. Forget about having a target on our back. If we play our style of game, you know, that goes out the window because they're a hard forechecking team. You heard, I don't know if you guys saw the Amazon Prime series or the ESPN where they were talking to the Panthers, you know, during the playoffs, and they'd be in the second era. We're going to wear teams down. We are going to wear down the Edmonton Oilers. We're going to wear down the New York. Every team they played, the Panthers were like, we're going to wear them down. And you saw it. Game 7, the Edmonton Oilers are down 2-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and they are out of gas because they cannot chase the Panthers anymore, and they had nothing left. And Florida, that third period, was just a countdown. They weren't getting anything going against the Panthers in Game 7. That's how the Panthers play. That's how they love to play. Paul Maurice, the first 4 days of training camp, all he does is just, let's go, let's go. Whistle, you know, no whistle, he just stands there, and they just skate, and they move one puck to another. I mean, the guys love doing it because now they didn't the first year. Now they get it. Those first few days, that's what pushes them. You know, kind of like the old days of the Dolphins when Don Shula would run them at Biscayne College through the heat and the humidity of summer. And by the fourth quarter against the Buffalo Bills, it was done, you know. But, yeah. You know, now they got, you know, dome.
All the
plastic.
And you can't practice for more than 30 minutes.
Strikes. Come on. Yeah.
It's crazy, George. You bring up, is this old school hockey?
It's old school hockey.
This is the old, let me physically and mentally wear you down until you don't want to play hockey anymore. Is that what it is?
It's old school hockey in a new school world, right? Because, yeah, it's all for one for all, and it's you know, but you still got Matthew Tkachuk, you know, driving down A1A on his golf cart and, you know, camera crews following him. So you've got the new and the old. But, yeah, this is about as old school a team as you're going to find. The Panthers play an old-fashioned brand of hockey. If I can pull from Slapshot, that's what they do. You're absolutely right.
He said, if I can pull from Slapshot. I saw you
it's
reach.
Yeah.
I saw you reach for the dump button there because it came out like it was one F word.
Oh no!
He
no,
said,
no.
"If I can pull from Slapshot, which is the movie Slapshot." I saw Solana almost keel over in the chair there.
I didn't even think that sounded like.
Yeah, it did. It caught me, and then I looked at Solana, and Solana got all frazzled. But he was saying, "If I can pull from Slapshot, that's
pull from Slapshot."
There you go. That's where that was coming from. What's tonight's schedule? Because I know it's supposed to be a 7 o'clock puck drop,
yeah.
But it's actually going to be more around 7:20, 7:25, because the ceremony.
The official deal is 7. The puck drop is at 7:25. So be in your seats around 6:50.
So what are we thinking, about a half-hour ceremony?
Yeah, that sounds about right, because the Panthers, and you know, because it's originally a 7 o'clock start, they should have warm-ups at 6:30, and then they'll clean the ice, and they'll do all the fun stuff, and the Panther will come out, wave the flag. And then you're going to, you know, because this is opening night, so there's always some kind of
festivities,
introducing the trainers and the equipment guys and every player. They skate out, line up. But this time you're going to have probably a long video tribute. Then then the banner comes up at probably in one of the end zones. I'm going to be surprised. I want to see if the Boston Bruins are out there.
I know. It's a long ceremony.
It's a long ceremony, but they were talking this morning after the morning skate about, you know, the Panthers. We're going to be – this is what Brad Marchand said, the captain of the Bruins. He goes, we're going to be flying high after that ceremony because I think they want to watch it. I think they
– they can use that as motivation, right? Like if you're a coaching staff, you go, yeah, I want you guys out here to watch that because you want to do this in your building.
Last year when the Panthers lost Game 5 in Las Vegas, they did not leave the ice. They watched the Vegas Golden Knights celebrate that Stanley Cup. And they talked about it all season long. They remember that. You know, Aaron Ekblad, I made myself watch. And listen, Panthers have ended Boston's season the last 2 years in the playoffs. Boston does not like the Florida Panthers, that's for sure.
And that's what I want to ask you, George. Definitively, can we say the Panthers' biggest rival now are the Boston Bruins? Because Tampa Bay were our daddies. Yeah. We got over that hump. Nobody likes Tampa down here because everybody thinks of, oh, Florida's got a hockey team. It's the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I think they hate the Bruins more, and the Bruins hate the Panthers more as well.
I would go with that, yeah. I mean, I think that the Panthers needed to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, like you said, in that first round. And Boston wanted nothing to do with Tampa in the first round. If you remember right, remember last year, Boston lost its last two games of the year, so it wouldn't have to play. And they could say, oh, no, they did. They didn't want to play Tampa in the first round. The Panthers were like, yeah, we'll play whoever, whenever. And it just happened to be Tampa. And they were like, all right. If we're going to do anything, we got to beat Tampa. But, yes, I think right now it might just be the Boston Bruins because you've got all the Northeastern. There's a lot more Boston fans in this building when they play than the Tampa Bay Lightning fans. And
that's true.
And I think that's, you know, that gets people going for sure. And the players notice that. They notice the sound. And, listen, there are a lot less Bruin fans in this building this year than last. So we'll see how it goes.
George Richards, read his work, FloridaHockeyNow.com, opening night tonight. And, again, if you're coming to the arena, be in your seats a little before 7 o'clock.
Before 7 o'clock.
And you'll be safe to watch everything, and you can listen to it all. Our radio broadcast is on 104.3 The Beach. Thank you, George. Have an enjoyable night tonight here at the arena, and we will chat throughout the season.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com. We're going to take a break here. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow!
Hock and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.